one of them to bury in the cemetery and the other to bury in the ground. Some people said he buried in the ground, some said in the cemetery.
How about the box that the people are buried in?
They call that a coffin. Then they called it the black box. Man made it, didn't want it, and the man who wore it didn't know it.
He wasn't a part of man. Everybody turned out for his
funeral.
If the people are dressed in black, you say they are in
mourning.
If somebody writes you on the street, meets you on the street, I'm sorry, and says, well, how are you today? If you are feeling just about average, you say, oh, I'm
fair.
Any more?
Middling.
All right. If someone's trouble, you might say, oh, it will come out all right.
You'll come out all right at the end.
So you don't want them to
worry.
The disease in the joint.
The disease in the joints?
Yeah.
Is arthritis, rheumatism, old age.
A very severe sore throat with blisters on the inside of the throat.
They got a new name for it, Don. They call it a strep throat.
What's the old name for
sore throat.
Any other name? Babies have to take shots for?
Thrash. Diphtheria.
What a disease that makes you yellow?
Yes, the yellow jaundice.
When you have your appendix taken out, you say you have had an attack of
appendicitis.
If you should eat something that didn't agree with you and it wouldn't stay down, you would say that you had to
vomit it up.
You know any other way of saying that?
Spit it up.
Any other?
No, vomit it up or spit it up or gag it up, throw up.
All right, well, which one would be a more polite way to say it?
Spit up.
If a person vomited, you would say he was sick.
At the stomach.
She'd hardly got the news when she came right over
to see what was going on.
But she had got the news herself, so she went to
tell the news.
If you invite somebody to come and see you this evening and you want to tell them, you'll be disappointed if he doesn't come. You say, now, if you don't come, I
will call you I'll get you for it. I remember you lied. You didn't come like you said.
So I
won't forget. I won't forget that you promised to come.
Right. He doesn't come, so I you see, you were looking for him, and he didn't come.
You were disappointed.
All right. And when you tell him, how would you say that?